Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman. I thank you for joining me today to discuss what to me is really the most essential right of all Americans, the right to vote. I'm here and proud to be here with some of the state's leading fighters for voting rights and for reform, Yvette Alfonso of Citizen Action, Jennifer Clark from the Brennan Center, Blair Horner from NYPIRG, Trevon Mayers from Common Cause, and Ethan Geringer-Smith from Citizens Union. Ladies and gentlemen, the right to vote is the right that enables you to protect all of your other rights. And yet, here in New York, we seem to have systematically made it much, much harder to register and vote than it needs to be, and this year's elections shone a harsh light on the realities of New York's registration and voting systems. The April 2016 presidential primary made it very clear how bad our current systems are. I have strong views on how we can fix them, which I will share with you. But as I'm sure you'll remember, the April primary was hotly contested on both the Republican and Democratic sides. Millions of New Yorkers were eager to have their voices heard, but far too many of them found those voices silenced by our state's embarrassingly outdated voting systems. As soon as the polls opened on primary day, New Yorkers started flooding my office's election complaint hotline with complaints of long lines, broken scanning machines, missing names on voter rolls, and a variety of other complaints. By the time the primary was over, we had received 1,500 calls, 10 times more than we had ever received before on an election day. And the calls came from all over the state, from Buffalo to Albany to Brooklyn to Long Island. Based on the volume of these complaints, I directed my Civil Rights Bureau to begin an exhaustive examination into what happened. And we uncovered significant voting problems before, during, and after the actual votes were cast. So today we're announcing the results of that inquiry, issuing a report on the problems with our voting system, and proposing a package of reforms that could fix many of the issues we've identified. Our statewide inquiry uncovered major problems with the way New York State registers voters before elections and the way we conduct actual voting on election day. The problems with registration are the first category that we examine. Simply put, New York's registration system is cumbersome, confusing, and leaves large numbers of voters unable to participate. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, New York has the fifth worst registration numbers in the country. And when it comes to actual voter participation, the number of those eligible to vote who actually cast their ballots, we are the third worst in the country. This is totally unacceptable, and it is something that we can and must change. The party enrollment rules in New York, in particular, offer an insight into how unwieldy many of our voting laws are. Nearly 30% of New Yorkers have chosen not to be affiliated permanently with one party or another. Many of those, approximately 3 million unaffiliated voters, were energized and wanted to participate in the April presidential primary, but they could not, because New York has the most ridiculous change of registration rules in the entire United States of America. Since we have closed primaries, so a registered voter who wants to participate in a party primary has to switch their registration to that party. And under New York law, they have to switch their party, quote, at least 25 days prior to the general election in the year prior to the primary. So for the April 19, 2016 primary, New Yorkers had to enroll as a Democrat or Republican by October 9th of 2015, 193 days before the primary. That's by far the earliest deadline in the country, and it's months before the deadline for presidential candidates to even file to be on the ballot. So it puts New Yorkers in an untenable situation. Hundreds of voters contacted my office to say that they had filed a change party affiliation well before the election, but after the 193-day deadline. They couldn't participate because of that arcane structure. So that rule is emblematic of the voting regime in New York that hurts voters and hurts our democracy. Our inquiry found, in addition, poll books that were riddled with errors, bureaucracies that weren't communicating with each other, and local boards of elections that seemed to simply lose people's registrations and not train their workers in the proper procedures for voting. One determined New York City woman found out that the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, had never transmitted her registration to the city's Board of Elections. She fought to obtain a court order to vote. Ladies and gentlemen, our courts are overburdened enough. We don't need to have New Yorkers forced to go to court simply to exercise their fundamental right to vote. And as set forth in detail in our report, the problems went beyond issues concerning registration. When it comes to the actual process of voting, many New Yorkers showed up at polling places they had been going to for years to find that there was no polling place there anymore at all. Others were prevented by undertrained and misinformed poll workers from voting with an affidavit ballot, even though that right is explicitly written into New York law. If your name is not in the book, you are to be given an affidavit ballot. Different boards of elections around the state did not apply the same rules to affidavit ballot voting. As you are well aware, I think, hours-long lines snaked around many polling places thanks to reduced polling hours in some places, broken ballot scanners, and the fact that, like, unlike 37 other states and the District of Columbia, New York makes no provision for early voting. The problems were profound and the problems were widespread. So, ladies and gentlemen, my philosophy on issues related to the franchise is very simple. Laws that make it easier for New Yorkers to register and vote are good laws. Laws that make it harder for New Yorkers to register and vote are bad laws. And in far too many cases, New York's laws fall in the latter category. Across the nation, we have been seeing an attack on voting rights, legal voter suppression in states around the country. It is critical that New York takes the lead and shows a different path forward by expanding voting rights. And that's why I'm here today, not just to point out problems, which we provide a lot of detail about in our report, but we also offer solutions. The solutions that are in the back of the report I issued today are going to form the heart of the New York Vote Acts, a reform package that I will be introducing at the start of this year's legislative session that will go a long way towards resolving the issues identified in the report and making New York a national leader on voting rights. The reform package is aimed at boosting registration and turnout across the state, making our democracy healthier, and making our government more reflective of the people of the state of New York. You can read the whole plan on my website, but I want to highlight a few of the most important parts. First, my reforms would finally bring early voting to New York. This election cycle, we watched as millions of voters outside of New York voted at their convenience in the weeks before Election Day. Early voting makes it easier for working people to vote, and it cuts down on the long lines and the pressure on the polls on Election Day. I also am calling for automatic voter registration, which is in effect in other states and makes any contact with a state agency a presumptive application to register to vote. The agency then follows up to add whatever information is missing. And this would dramatically increase New York's voter registration rate, again, currently the fifth worst in the nation. It would also, we would also like to make it much easier to vote by mail by removing the requirement that voters have an excuse to get an absentee ballot. If voting by absentee makes it easier for you to participate, you should be able to do it, no questions asked. Unfortunately, in New York, we've placed severe restrictions on the ability to get an absentee ballot. No reason we can't change that. Many other states have done it before us. My reform package also calls for standardized training for poll workers across the state. Albany County's election board is actually ahead of the game on this one, having created formal training programs for staff on the different parts of processing registration, enabling people to vote. Other counties should follow Albany's lead, but as set forth in the report, it really is up to the State Board of Elections to ensure that there are uniform rules for voting. We found wide disparities in, for example, the way different local boards handled affidavit ballots. Some followed the law and gave out ballots freely. Some refused to give out affidavit ballots at all. And in one remarkable statement, someone at one of the boards of elections stated that we will give you an affidavit ballot, but only if you fight hard for it. I'm not sure what standard that is, but it's certainly something that is incomprehensible and unlawful. Finally, we need to fix our primary system. We need to shorten the deadline dramatically for changing your party's affiliation to allow more people to participate in primaries. And we must consolidate the number of primary elections we currently have. This year, we held four separate elections: a presidential primary, a congressional primary in June, a September state legislative primary, and the general election in November. This is a recipe for confusion and low voter turnout. Consolidating elections would also save the state tens of millions of dollars, which could be used to train poll workers, expand poll hours, and other reforms. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no right more important than the right to vote. And New York has had a long history of leadership in the civil rights movement. It has had a long leadership in progressive causes generally. We are an outlier. We are at the back of the pack when it comes to voting rights. It is time for New York to lead on voting rights as well. I want to say in closing, my office has an ongoing investigation into the purging of about 100,000 Brooklyn residents from the voter rolls before the April primary. We will share the results of that investigation with you when it is complete. That is not a part of the report that we're presenting today. But as the report makes clear and as our proposals make clear, it's not going to be that difficult for New York to show the nation what a truly vibrant democracy looks like. The reforms that we are outlining in our report, proposing today, and that my colleagues in efforts to reform our state government are going to speak about will go a very long way towards putting New York where it should be, at the lead of voting rights efforts across America. Thank you. And now I want to introduce a few of my colleagues who are going to speak. First of all, Yvette Alfonso, the president for Citizen Action of New York.